I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, our weekly Faith Matters conversation. For some, seeking converts is an imperative of faith. But what if the target of the effort considers it an affront to their very being? Can this conflict ever be reconciled? And our weekly visit to the barbershop. But first, there is a verdict in the case stemming from the police shooting of Sean Bell outside of a club in New York in 2006, the night before his wedding. Three undercover New York City detectives went on trial in connection with the shooting after investigators learned that the officer fired 50 shots at Bell and his companions. Later, Bell and his companions were found to have been unarmed. Today, the three detectives were acquitted of all charges by State Supreme Court Justice Arthur J. Cooperman. Joining us now is NPR correspondent Robert Smith. He's outside the courtroom in Queens. Robert, thanks so much for joining us.
It's great to be here.
When the verdict was read, which was, I believe, just after 9, a little after 9 a.m., what was the reaction inside the courtroom and out?
Well, inside the courtroom, we hear from people who are in there that the family of Sean Bell started crying. His fiance, Nicole Pulsell, stood up and left the courtroom crying. Out here on the courthouse steps, it was incredibly dramatic. One of the young men, one of Sean Bell's acquaintances who was shot in the incident, Trent Benefield, he came bolting out of the courtroom. He knocked over one of the barricades here. He's followed by an entourage of people crying and screaming, and he pushed news reporters out of the way and went into the street here on Queens Boulevard and just started to run down the street while we trailed him, people crying, people upset. This is a very emotional verdict as it started to filter through a very large crowd assembled here outside the courthouse.
Are city leaders concerned about the emotions being stirred up by this?
Yeah, it's a little bit difficult for police here because they don't want to show too much concern, too much of a show of force, because that could become a self-fulfilling prophecy. So there's a lot of police officers here, hundreds of police officers, barricades. There's been sort of an appeal for calm. At the same time, the mayor of New York, Michael Bloomberg, has said, you know, it's just another Friday. He doesn't expect any problems. So they're simultaneously downplaying the problems that might happen while preparing for them. I will have to say there's a lot of people in the crowd here who are very angry and are saying, we got to tear this city down, shut the system down. They're screaming through bullhorns. It remains to be seen whether anything happens or whether it sort of disperses after a while.
This was a 7-week trial. What was the prosecution's case?
Well, the prosecution's case sort of centered around the 50 bullets and how do unarmed men who have no gun, how do they get shot 50 times? So what they really focused on was whether or not the police officers identified themselves as police officers, whether or not the police officers actually feared for their lives, and probably most importantly to their case, how could one of the officers who fired 31 shots reload in the middle of it without checking to see if there was any fire coming back?
And what was the defense?
Well, the defense obviously had a very strong case because they won this and the officers were acquitted. The defense simply said, look, police officers, if they fear for their lives, can respond. They say they thought they saw a gun. Sean Bell was driving a car that hit, glanced one of the officers, really. They thought their lives were in danger, and when it came right down to it, the judge said that they didn't meet the burden of proof in proving that these officers were reckless in any way or that these officers did not fear for their lives.
And finally, we were saying that the verdict was rendered by the judge and not a jury. Can you just explain why that is, that there was not a jury in this case?
Well, you know, initially the defendants, the police officers, the detectives wanted to move this trial out of New York. They said there was just far too much publicity. The DA rejected that, and eventually they asked for a judge, thinking that, you know, a jury pulled from Queens might have some anti-police bias. So in the end, they thought that this judge, and by the way, he's a 74-year-old judge about to retire, that they could get a fair shake from him.
Robert Smith is NPR's correspondent in New York. He joined us outside the courthouse in Queens where the Sean Bell verdict was recently rendered. Robert, thank you so much.
You're welcome. I apologize for all the noise.